Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are off and running on a Tuesday on the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. Time to wake up with us as we are live across the country from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger coming up. Jam-packed Monday night football to talk about. Bills and the Falcons, Commanders and the Bears here in D.C. We'll also talk about Game 2 of the ALCS, Game 1 of the NLCS. Plus, it's a Take Tuesday with D-Day and Double D dropping their hottest takes coming up at 6:40. And it's a Teaser Tuesday as well. Excited to hear what Chelsea has to say and what she's thinking about this week. Chelsea, good morning to you. What's happening?
Yeah, good morning. Coming off an elite Monday night where the split screen was working triple. It just feels like one of those times of year where you don't even know where to look. Because you were, you know, I don't want to say complaining, but bringing up this fact yesterday is that when we have a doubleheader on Monday night, it's difficult to choose a broadcast. Like for you, obviously, you're going to watch the Commanders. But for me, it's all about timing. It's like, okay, this one's at halftime. We're going to go to this one. Oh, this one's in a commercial break. Time to change the audio to the baseball game. So it's definitely like a game in itself. Although I am just sitting on the couch. I understand other people are doing more heavy lifting. But it's a good problem to have.
I was locked into the Commanders. And then I decided I would go to bed early. But I was still watching on my phone, just bated breath.
You sure about that?
Brutal. I've got like 2 hours sleep.
Jinx.
Oh, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. And I thought, well, I'll be tired, but it's okay. I'll come in after a dub. So it's all right. You know, I'll drink the coffee. It'll be fine. And now it's just, I'm tired and sad. So was your Texas Roadhouse good? That'll make me feel better. I live vicariously for you.
Yeah, the second round was good. So, Jinx, maybe do yourself a favor. I don't know if they have Texas Roadhouse there. They probably don't. But if they do, order yourself the family feast because you deserve it, buddy, for staying up late. And I was going to say, it's even worse when you have a bet riding online and that loses too.
It's just like one kick in the pants after the other. I'm like, and the bet lost, and my team lost, and I had an overnight, and I'm tired. And then I thought, well, at least Chelsea got that family pack. That sounds pretty good. So let's talk about our bets here before we get into it. We got a busy night to recap before we get into your Teaser Tuesday coming up later. Can't wait to hear from Double D and D-Day as well. So let's get her started.
Yeah, there's nothing better than starting the day with a daytime bet that loses in like the second inning. So we had the first 5-4 in the Mariners and Blue Jays. And the Mariners led 6-3. We finally saw some semblance of offense between these two teams. And maybe that's what the number suggested. Because during the last month of the season, the Mariners had the best offense across the board in all of baseball. But, like, here's why I played it. It looked to be the best pitching matchup of the entire series. Logan Gilbert had been absolutely shoving. Same goes for Trey Savage. I even thought that, you know, the Blue Jays had an advantage for the fact that the Mariners had not seen him because he'd only pitched a few games, and he's coming off 11 strikeout performance against the Yankees in the Bronx. I did not think the spotlight was going to be too bright for him, but we saw a ton of runs in that game. As for the Dodgers in the first five money line, I feel like at least in this one, our handicap was correct. We just did not get the result that we wanted because the Dodgers decided to wait until the sixth inning to score a run. But as we predicted, Blake Snell absolutely shoved. But this game was tied at zero. So first five money line is a push for the Dodgers.
I was on both of those. Also had Bill Kroski Merritt, 50-plus rushing yards. That comes home. And Commanders money line, minus 130.
So the Commanders had it. They fumbled it away. We'll get to that game. So 0-2-1 for me to start the week. I got some work to do for the remainder of the week. As for the Dodgers, had the Dodgers in the money line. Dodgers been on a run. So early on, you're 0-1-1. I'm 0-2-1. And the Dodgers 1-0 here on the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. It is great to have you with us on a Tuesday morning, regardless of whether your team's won or lost. We'll get through it together. And we begin in Atlanta, where the Falcons stunned the Bills. 24-14, Falcons getting 4 points. The Falcons plus 180, total set at 50, the under hits. And what a performance from Bijan Robinson.
A first and five. Robinson off the right side, breaks free. Bijan Robinson spinning down the sideline, still going. Can they catch him? They cannot. Touchdown, Falcons, 81 yards.
It's Chris Fowler on ESPN. Bijan, a career-high 170 yards on the ground, makes six catches for a career-high 68 yards. So, all in all, 238 yards from scrimmage, also a personal best. Drake London, 10 catches, 158 yards and a score. And how about the Falcons' defense? Frustrating Josh Allen as the reigning MVP goes only 15 of 26, 180 yards, two touchdowns, two picks. Chelsea, the Bills have lost two straight. The Patriots have the lead in the AFC East.
And the Patriots actually look like they're playing good football, and they get to play my Titans next. So it feels like an automatic dub for them. As for the Falcons, they had a couple weeks to prepare for this game, and it showed. This shows that Raheem Morris is a good head coach. Like, this is what you expect from good head coaches, is that they take that extra time and they game plan. And I understand Josh Allen is a huge challenge to defend, and honestly, I wasn't sure if the Falcons could do it, because coming into this game, the Falcons had all these great defensive numbers when it came to defending the pass, but they hadn't really faced somebody like Josh Allen before. So this was a true test for the Falcons to show if this defense was for real, and they absolutely answered the call. As for the Bills, we knew they already had problems defending the run, but you can't give up a buck 70 to Bijan Robinson. I understand Bijan Robinson's a really good player. Even after the game, Raheem Morris said that Bijan Robinson is the best player in the NFL. I don't know about that, but I would say he's probably in the top 10. But the defensive problems have always been there for the Bills. They have not been good at stopping the run, but the offense usually is the consistent part. And we have seen real problems over the last two games.
Yeah, the Bills have some work to do, and Sean McDermott said as much after the game, said we're going to use the bye week as a reset, and they really need to. Josh Allen now has three picks in his previous four games, and then the Bills' defense, which has kind of been a question mark all year, can the Bills overcome what is probably their biggest weakness? They allowed 335 yards in the first two quarters alone. And this is a good Falcons offense, which can carve you up, especially with the extra time. The one thing about the Falcons is they've always had the individual parts, but they've never quite been able to sort of put it together where they're explosive on a regular basis. They were great last night, where everyone was just feasting. And now Buffalo looks like a team that, kind of just like Sean McDermott said, we've got to reset, because the last 2 weeks haven't inspired a lot of confidence. And if you look at the early season results for Buffalo, they beat up on some bad teams. So, you know, here we are, week six in the books finally, and now there's some question marks about the Super Bowl favorite.
Oh, absolutely.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly, you know, what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But to be fair, don't we have questions about everybody in the NFL this year? It just feels like there is no team that is flawless. And sometimes it's just going to be like that in the NFL, because there is a ton of parity. I'll say this. If you do like the Bills, maybe you could get some value on them, because I think they were like maybe 4-1 yesterday to win the Super Bowl. Now they're up to 6-1. They are still your favorites, the Chiefs plus 650. But maybe you can get some value on them. But I will say this. The Patriots are trending at the right time, and I feel like that division is far from won by the Bills.
No, it's going to be a battle now. And, you know, it's one thing to have weaknesses, but the Bills suddenly, just out of nowhere, look like they have some serious issues that they've got to rectify. Fortunately for them, they have a bye week coming up. The Falcons visit the Niners on Sunday Night Football. Right here in D.C., the Bears edge the Commanders 25-24. The Bears getting 5.5. Bears 2-1 on the money line. Total set at 49 and a hook, so the under hits by a half point. Last year, Washington won this game against the Bears with a Hail Mary. Not on a rainy Monday night. DeAndre Swift terrorizes the Commanders. 14 carries, 108 yards on the ground. Catches two passes for 57 yards. Washington with a chance to win this game. Just more than 3 minutes to play, leading 24-22, but on a 3rd-and-1, slippery football. Jaden Daniels can't secure the snap when trying to hand off to Bill Kroski Merritt. So it is a fumble. The Bears take over. They drive down the field, and it leads to this.
Snap a bit high. Kick is good. And the Bears win it. Jake Moody, a hero tonight.
He certainly was. Caleb Williams throws for 252 yards and a score. And the Commanders' defense, if we're talking about defenses that have work to do, the Washington defense gave up a lot of yardage on the ground, some big plays when they shouldn't have. And also, this is a real heartbreaker, because if the Commanders convert that 3rd-and-1 with just more than 3 minutes to play, they probably go on to win this game. Instead, the field flipped, and they take the L.
Yeah, but I feel like we need to talk about the Bears for a second, because I feel like now the takeaway for me is that the Bears are no longer a soft football team. Wasn't that kind of the case last year, where it felt like if anything went wrong, this was a team that could not recover? Now you see Caleb Williams really locking in the final minutes of games, because it's been back-to-back weeks with close finishes for the Bears, and they don't just pee down their legs. So last year we saw this game, you know, signal a downturn for the Bears, and now it truly feels like we are feeling the presence of Ben Johnson as head coach, and the culture's starting to change for the Bears. So I think it's, if you're a Bears fan, it feels like for the first time in a while that you have something good to look forward to on the horizon. I understand people were super excited about Caleb Williams last year, but it just felt like a team that had some parts. But like you said about the Falcons, they hadn't just put it all together, and they didn't feel very resilient. Now this feels like a Bears team that can win football games in the final 2 minutes.
The interesting thing about the Bears is sort of the progression of Caleb Williams, because when you talk about the tools on that offense, okay, they have DeAndre Swift, and then they have a guy like Cole Kmet at tight end. They have DJ Moore-Rumadunze. So there are definitely talented athletic players on that offense, but why haven't they been able to reach that potential? And generally it's because Caleb Williams has always tried to do too much, right? It's like Tom Brady says, you know, greatness is boring. Sometimes you have to do the little things, and then you step up and you make that Superman play. You show off that big arm when you need it. And Caleb Williams early in his career tried to make every play with his arm, and sometimes his feet wouldn't be set, wouldn't get down the field the way he needed to, because he was trying to win every game simply with his arm. And he could do that in high school. He could do that in college. You can't necessarily do that in the NFL. And that's the one imprint I feel like Ben Johnson has put on Caleb Williams, which is you don't have to do it all on every play. When it's your time, when you need to make a play, you've got the talent to do it. You just kind of have to put the governor on yourself and sort of be judicious. And I feel like we're seeing more and more of that from Caleb Williams, where he's not making those egregious mistakes trying to throw it down the field.
Right, and that just comes with learning. And last year, you know, he was a rookie, so it's going to take some time for him to learn that. But for me, it feels like the culture is different as well, because wasn't it in the Commanders game last year where they had, like, these egregious penalties from other guys that kept the game in play? So, like, it feels like we don't see that anymore from the Bears. And, like, maybe it's, you know, it's only October. I'm sure they could, you know, pee down their legs if they really wanted to later in the season. But it just feels like it's a more disciplined team.
Well, if you're talking about egregious, how about everything we've seen from the Titans this season? They finally made a move yesterday.
God.
Your Titans.
I wasn't ready for that.
Everybody's getting an L this morning. I don't care how it comes. Titans fire head coach Brian Callahan. I mean, we sort of knew this was coming, right? His NFL tenure ends with a record of 4-19. Titans go 1-5 this season, losing by an average of a little more than 15 points per game. What I loved about this is Adam Schefter, when he tweeted it, normally there's some sort of context, and here it was so expected. He was like, eh, Titans fired Brian Callahan. Just move along. He's done.
We knew this was coming. Like, he was not doing a good job, and I think the worst thing was the Titans were not improving. And last year you could point at Will Levis and be like, Will Levis is terrible. Now you have Cam Ward, who actually shows signs of possibly being a good quarterback, and now we're driving him into the ground. And you have a coach that doesn't know the rules of the game. Like, in back-to-back games, when you don't know the basic rules of football, you should not be a head coach in this league. And I also feel like the Titans did not want to be curb-stomped by Mike Vrabel next week with Brian Callahan, like, actually the head coach. They want to say, oh, well, we had an interim head coach. It's a rebuilding time for us, because we all know the curb-stomping is absolutely coming next week.
Who are they going to hire? Who are they going to bring in to lead this Titans team? You listen to a lot of sports radio. Have they bandied about any names yet, or is it just, well, we'll promote someone on an interim basis. We'll kind of see how it goes. We'll do a full coaching search. I haven't heard anything. It's sort of a wasteland right now. And as you know, the Titans have made a lot of moves in the front office with their head coaches. So there's been a lot of moving parts. It's not exactly the most attractive job right now. Got Cam Ward, though.
Well, the thing is, they didn't even name an interim until hours after they announced the firing. So I feel like the Titans don't even know.
They probably
like, don't. I guess we'll look.
Who are we going to hire? I don't know. I mean, we got a whole season. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Going next on the show, how about some baseball? The Mariners taking a commanding lead in the ALCS, plus the Dodgers and Brewers begin the NLCS in Milwaukee. Baseball coming up next on the Daily Tip. Good morning to you here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.